You're holding that Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the top Gemara we learned already about that tzitzis has no shiur lamalo. As long as you want to make the strings, you can make them, but yesh le shiur lamata. But there's a length, at least how much you have to have of tzitzis. When we came out with it has to be at least yud beis gudlin, 12 times the amount of the thickness of your thumb. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Tana Rabbanim, tzitzis. What does the word tzitzis mean? Ain tzitzis ela onof. Tzitzis means the part of its strings that just hang down. Again, and now with tzitzis we have the gedil. First we twirl it around, and then we have them hanging down. So tzitzis means onof, means hanging down. V'cheinu oimer, there's also a post like this, in the post in Yecheskel that says, V'cheinu oimer, v'yikocheini batzitzis roshi, that he grabbed me by the tzitzis of my head, means he grabbed me by the hair of my head that was hanging down. Now V'yom Rabbi Abaye says, V'tzorech lefroida, you have to separate the tzitzis also, ki tzitzor diyamoi, like a goy, the way a goy takes his haircut. And Rashi says it means kablur yishalod yichavim, devuka is melmata, near the head they're attached together, upruta is melmala, the further away it goes, it becomes separated. That's like tzitzis also. First it's like tied together, it's wrapped around, it's twirled around, and then the last two-thirds of the tzitzis, that's the anef, that's the psil, just hanging down. But Abai is telling us, v'sorach lefroidom, that's brought down lalochom, that even though we have our strings hanging, we have to always make sure they're not tangled together. You have to always like separate them to make sure that each one is separated by itself. Now it says, Tana Rabban wrote the price like this. Hit the lala keren, if you put your tzitzis on the corner of the begid, oyal ha-gedil, or else you put the tzitzis on the gedil, that's also the bottom part of the begid that's holding over like the hem, that makes it strong that it should not rip over there. So if you put your tzitzis over there, it's also kshera. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Paisel b'shtem. He says, no, both of these two places on the actual corner itself, or on the hem, on the bottom of the begid, it's possible. The Gemara says, if so, Kaman knows who does it go like? Hod Yomar of Gid, that's what Gidl says, Omar Rav, name of Rav. Tzitzis tzricha, shetei noit fesal akeren, that tzitzis have to be hanging down over the side of the begid. Shinema, the Postit says, al kanfer bigdayim, the tzitzis should be hanging over of the corner of your begid. Samura says, Kaman, who does this go like? Kareb Lezer ben Yaakov, this goes like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The other Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says before that you're not allowed to put your tzitzis on the tip of the corner or on the tip of the hem. And the pshat is because the tzitzis have to be attached a little bit higher above. Like we all, it has to be three etzbois. It has to be higher up. So the pshat is that the tzitzis is hanging from a higher up position on the begin, then it's called al kanfer bigdayim. It's hanging down over the begin. But if you just attach the tzitzis to mamash the tip of the corner of the begid, it's not called al kanfer bigdayim. Therefore, that we said before, it's psula. So that's your blessed ben Yaakov shita. He always like this shita that when the pasuk says al kanfer bigdayim, means it has to hang down over the begid, has to be attached a little bit higher up, not just on the tip of the begid. The other Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. You have to like how far up in the begad is the closest place that you hold where you put your tzitzis into. There has to be at least molei kesher goydel, like the distance of the beginning of the tip of your thumb to the first joint of your thumb. Rashi says kishir hatziporin im boser ad perik rishon, until the first joint of your thumb. That's how high up the hole has to be from the tip of the corner. Well, lav dafka, the corner means from the end of the begid. It has to be up at least a mole kesha gadol from the end of the begid. Now the Gemara says, v'yitzrach to Rav Papa, v'yitzrach to Rav Yaakov. We need both halachas exactly where to put the hole. Where is the place that you're supposed to put the strings through the begid? So we had two halachas. Before we had Rav Yaakov, that he said, before Rav Yaakov said on the days, Arba b'ter shleisha. It has to be four strings within three etzboyis from the end of it, which is mashma, should not be higher up than three etzboyis. So more so true, we need both halachas. One is saying the highest it should be, and one is saying the lowest it should be. So more says, the Rav Papa, just from Rav Papa's halacha alone, have a mirab with her to say, Teich Gimel, what does that mean to say? Tla lircha tvei. You should not bring it higher up than three etzbois from the end of the begit. But maybe the kamud the mikarve mali, but maybe as low as you want to put it, it's better off. Maybe you could put it mamash in the tip of the corner, the tip of the begit. Yisrach Rabbi Yaakov, therefore I need Rabbi Yaakov's halacha that says no, you cannot put the begit at the tip, but rather it has to be up at least a mole kesher gadol. Now we mid Rabbi Yaakov, if we just would have had Rabbi Yaakov's halacha, I would have thought to say mole kesher gadol means lelekarif tfei, you can't bring it lower than that on the begit. But maybe for kama de merachik malei, but maybe the further up of the begit you put it, the better off you are, because then it's considered more alkanfei bidei, it'll be hanging down more over the begit. So maybe it could be even higher than three etzbois up. Is tzricha, that's why I need to have papas halacha know that you cannot lift it up and not put the hole higher than three tefachim from the end of the begit, and need Rabbi Yaakov, you cannot put it lower than one malei kesher gadol. Now the Gemara says, Ravina v'Rav Sama, have a Yasvi Kaimed Rabashi. They're both sitting in front of Rav Ashi. Chaziyayu Rav Sama, so Rav Sama saw Lekarne de Glimed Ravina. He saw that the corner of the Deket of Ravina, this was like a little rip there. There was the hole where the tzitzis were put through, that hole became ripped, and it became closer down to the end of the Deket. And it came out to Botz and Mimole Kesher Gadol. Now the tzitzis were hanging on the begid, but it was less than this shear of the thumb away from the edge of the begid, because that hole ripped and the tzitzis came closer, came lower down. So Omalei, so therefore Ravashi, and therefore of Sama mean, therefore of Sama said to Ravina, Omalei, don't you hold like Rav Yaakov we had before, that your tzitzis cannot be lower than the size of your thumb of the beged? So here your tzitzis are hanging lower than that, it should be possible. On the lace, he answered back to him and said, no, b'shas asi itma. That was only in Alocha, b'shas you're making the tzitzis. There's lechatchila, when you make the hole in the beged, where to put the tzitzis through, that hole should be at least a gadol or some distance from the end. But once, that's the way it was when you put the tzitzis in. Even if it tears later and becomes closer, comes downwards, still it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Ichsif, like Rav Sama now, became embarrassed. Like, how come he said this? He became embarrassed. So Omalei, Rav Ashi said back to him, Rav Ashi said back to Rav Sama, he should know, Ulai tiskif, like, don't feel so embarrassed. Latakav lecho, chad minayo ketrei minon. One of him is like two of us. There is one of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're like two of us. So Rashi says Bnei Eretz Yisrael means Ravina, Bnei Eretz Yisrael have a, Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, I don't be embarrassed from Ravina, Echlami, he's much greater than us, therefore don't be embarrassed the way he answered you back. Now the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Romi Arba, he used to put four strings, the Ayif Lu Leif, and he would fold them over. First he took four long strings, he would fold them over, and then he put it into the begid. For Yovak Lumevik, and he would make a bow, or make a bow around them, or make a loop out of them. Kisavak Kisiyods, Binan Timna Baglima, like you have to put eight strings into the begid itself. Kiyechid Leve Gedil, Gedilim Bamakim Sil, just like you have eight strings hanging down, he holds the same way, eight strings have to go into the begad. So if we take the four strings and fold them over, make them into eight, and that's the way you put it into the begad. Not like we do. Rav Yimim Midifta Rami Tim, they used to take eight strings. The Yinu Shisan, after we folded them over, they were 16. For Loyabaglu, we did not make them into a loop. Ma bread the Rav Noi Ovet Kiridan. But Ma bread the Rav Noi did like we used to do. Like we do is we take four strings, we put it into the begad, and then we fold it over. So it comes out now, there are eight strings hanging down, and then we make our knots, we twirl it around, and then we let the still hang down. Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rav Adam Arava, Rami Chuti saw him putting tzitzis into the begid, to come a vorech, lasses tzitzis, he was making a brocha, the fact that he was making the tzitzis. Like, what kind of bracha? What's the purpose of this bracha? What do I hear you saying?
Because
Omar Rav says, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. You do not have to make a bracha b'shas you make the tzitzis. We all don't make a bracha l'satif, but tzitzis or our mitzvah tzitzis, b'shas you put the tzitzis on when you make the mitzvah. But not l'asa tzitzis, not b'shas, we make the bracha.
Now the Gemara says, kinach nafshei d'rafunam. After Rafunam was niftah, is all Rav Chizda l'mirmei d'rava d'rav. Now Rav Chizda came up and threw a question against Rav on Rav. Rav, is it true that Rav really said that tzitzis ain't so bracha? You do not have to make a bracha when you make tzitzis. Rav Yudam said, minayin letzitzis b'hevik l'chovim shipsulam. How do we know that if a goy makes a tzitzis, then it's possible? How do we know this from? Shneim l'posik says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yosul hem tzitzis. So we darshan b'nei Yisrael yasu. Only a Jew should make tzitzis. The lo yevik l'chovim, not a goy. A goy cannot make tzitzis. Yeh v'lo yevik l'chovim yasu. So where is the question? For her, my rumya, what kind of question is this? So Chura, what does making tzitzis have to do with making a bracha when a Jew makes tzitzis? So Amar Reb Yosi says that Kesav Reb Chizda, Chizda holds like this, Kesav Reb Chizda, that kol mitzvah, shekshe Rabbi Avikichovim, any mitzvah that's kosher by a goy is the Yisrael ein tzorach levorach. Male if a Jew does that mitzvah, you do not have to make a bracha. That's what he thought. Rashi says, Tien yocholem asher kidishanu, to Avikichovim nami kosher bo. So any mitzvah that a goy could also do, therefore we do not make a bracha. But kol mitzvah shepsumu b'vikachovim, any mitzvah that's possible by a goy, is the Yisrael tzorach levorach. If a Jew does that mitzvah, then you have to make a bracha. Therefore he asks the question, since a goy is possible to make tzitzis, if so, when a Jew makes tzitzis, the guru should have to make a bracha, lasis tzitzis. Samari asks back, ukololu, is it true what he's saying? Now this really a klal, or a mila, there's a mitzvah smila. T'yeksheri b'vikachovim, there's a mandioma that says it's kosher by goy, that if a goy makes a milah, it's still kosher on a Jewish boy. The Tanya we learned, ear is shein b'roi for Yisrael, a ear that does not have a moyel, a Jewish moyel, but v'yesh b'roi for a moyel, there's a goyish doctor, a goyish moyel there. And v'roi for kusi, there's also roi for the kusi there. The locher is yimol amoyi v'yal yimol kusi. Let a goy make the milah, and not a kusi. These are Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So who you see, according to Rabbi Meir, a goy could make a bris milah on a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, kusi, let the kusi. That's really a Jew. Just a, it's a shal of a kusi as Gary Emes or Gary Arois. We hold the Gary Emesain. It was a good geris, but there were goys upon them, not told them to cobble them. V'loy amoy. The Gemara says reasons why, because the kusi is mechavim l'shem hagrizim, therefore we should not use a kusi. That's what Meir svara. If you don't know a kusi is a Jew, he should make the bris milah, and not a goy. So uvi yisroel d'alach is tzorach levorach, and still when a Jew makes the bris milah, we make a brach even according to Rabbi Meir. You see, even though a goy can make a bris milah, still a Jew makes a bracha. We still say asher kedishanu. The Yom HaMalkos, we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, HaMoyel Oymer Baruch HaShem Kedishanu B'mitzvayse V'sivonu Al HaMilo, that the Moyel makes the Baruch Al HaMilo. So we see in the court of Rabbi Meir Shita that a guy is kosher to make a Milo, still we make a Baruch. So much like this, Midyu Taim El Rav, we only come to say read the court to Rav. Rav Mifsa Posel, Enechlami Rav Tak holds, a guy is possible to do a Bris Milo. Therefore it's good why, according to Rav, we make a bracha on Mila, because a dear a guy is possible. So that was his kashi also the Quran, that by tzitzis also we should make a bracha last as a tzitzis, since a guy is possible to make tzitzis. Now, where's the proof? How do we know to say that Rav holds a guy is possible to make tzitzis? So Rav says, the Yitma, because we learned, minayim l'milu b'adikachavim, shepsula, how do we know to say that if a guy makes a bris mila on a Jew? That is psulam. So dori bar proper Mishmei Biravom. It says over the name of Rav that the Pasuk says, Fiyato as Brisi Tishma. You should watch my bris. So Mashma Fiyato, only a Jew and not a Goy. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Himol Yimol, means Himol Yimol. Somebody that has a mitzvah smila, a Jew, can make a mila. But a guy that has no mitzvah smila cannot make a mila. So Kit, you see, Rav holds a guy is possible to make a mila. The Mor says now, Sukkah, Messiah, Tefillin, Evet, Yufta. According to this cloud that you want to say, anytime a guy cannot do the mitzvah, then a Jew makes a bracha. So by Sukkah, it's a raya. But by Tefillin, it's a kasha. Haray Sukkah, Diksharim, Bevichovim. A sukkah we know is kosher for goy to make a sukkah for a Jew. The time you will learn, sukkahs ovi kichovim, a sukkah that a goy made, or a sukkahs noshim, a sukkah that a lady made, or a sukkahs behema, a sukkah that was made for the purpose of an animal, lechetchila, a sukkahs kusim, a sukkah that a kusi made, a sukkah mikomokim, any type of a sukkah that's made, is ksheira. Lemaitse, now on sukkahs, you're allowed to sit there, or bavad pravani shtei musachach aslichoso. Pravani the schach is kosher schach. So you see, a goy could make a sukkah. And therefore, the Yisrael, the locha by Yisrael is, ain't tzorach lebarach. When a Jew makes a sukkah, he does not have to make a bracha. So this cloud would come out good according to Rav. The Tanya will learn. For he says, sukkah liatzma, if somebody makes a sukkah for himself, so Aimri says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'gino L'zman Hazeh. He only makes a bracha Shechiyonu as the Simcha, but not a bracha on the mitzvah itself. Ma'ashen Kein Bo Leishivu, when he comes on Sukkot to sit down in the Sukkot the first night of Sukkot, then Omri says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Kedishonu V'mitzvayse V'tzibonu Leishivu V'asukkah. So this would be good a klal according to Rav, that since this mitzvah is kosher by a goy, therefore, when the Jew makes the sukkah, he does not make a bracha. He only makes the bracha b'shas he's being mekayim the mitzvah. But now the Gemara says, "Here and the yilu lasei sukkah lemevorach." But to make the bracha of lasei sukkah, we do not make tzatzaraya to Rav. But tefillin to yufta, the halachas of tefillin will be a kasha. For a tefillin by the mitzvah of tefillin to psulus be'avigrovim. A goy cannot make tefillin. To Tony, Rav Chinuno, pray the Rava, mipar shinyon. That's the place we came from. Sheimakama, she says, that alocher is Sefer Torah, tefillin no mezuzos. We have a Sefer Torah, tefillin no mezuzos. Shekosvan tzduki, kusi avi kechavim. If a tzduki, a person is not moide be mitzvahs, or kusi, same thing, or a goy, or else Eved, regular Eved, or else Isha, the Koton, Mumo, all these people are psulim. If they write this film, they will apostle. Shenema, the apostle says, Ukeshartem Ukesavtem. Write them and then put them on and write them. So Idashin, Kol Sheyeshnam Bikshira, any Jew that puts on tefillin, he's not a Mumo, he's not a Tzduki. He puts on tefillin, Yeshno Mekshiva. He has the loch, he's able to write the tefillin. But Kol Sheino Mekshiva, whoever's either not in the mitzvah like a goy, or else in the mitzvah, a mumma that does not put on tefillin, is Eino Mekshiva. He has no right to write tefillin. So it comes out according to this, the chur, when a Jew makes tefillin, he should have to make a bracha, last his tefillin. Because a goy cannot make tefillin. Still, over Yisrael now, when a Jew goes to make tefillin, ain't tzorach levorach, he does not have to make a bracha last his tefillin. We only make a bracha on tefillin when we wear the tefillin. Or again, maybe a shechiyonu when you buy them, but you do not have to make a bracha last his tefillin. This is a tiyuft on Rav. And the Gemara says now, the sholach Rav Chiya brei de Rav Huna, mishmei de Rav Yechnan. He said like this, what's the lochas of birchas tefillin? That our tefillin shoyad oimer baruch asher kedishonu v'mitzvayse v'sivonu lo niach tefillin. Before you put on tefillin shoyad, you have to make a bracha lo niach tefillin. Our tefillin shorosh oimer baruch asher kedishonu v'mitzvayse v'sivonu al mitzvah tefillin. These are the two brachas you have to make. And again, there's a machlokes rashi in the Beit HaTam, whether you always have to make two brachas Well, Rashi sheet before was no, only if you speak out after Tefillin Shoyad, do you have to make another bracha on the Shalosh. But I call upon him, these are the two brachas to be made. But the Ilu, last says Tefillin, Lein Mevorach, but to make a bracha, Shagasham Tzavazavanu, last says Tefillin, we don't make this bracha. So if so, even a mitzvah that a guy cannot do, we still see a Jew does not make a bracha. So my answer is like this. Elo, the klal is like this better. Elo, lav hainu taima, this is reason. That kol mitzvah di yasi yosai, kema mitzvah kogoyin milo, any mitzvah that b'shash you're doing the maisa, that's the kima mitzvah also, afagav di ksherim bav yichodim, even though it's kosher for goy to do it, I'll tell you, b'yisrael sov levorach, still the Jew has to make the bracha b'shash he does the maisa mitzvah. The moyo, since he's doing now a maisa mitzvah, and this maisa, the gemar, is right now, so he has to make a bracha, even though a guy could also do the mitzvah. But the whole mitzvah, the yasi yosef lav gemar mitzvah, any time the maisa right now is not the gemar of the mitzvah, could go in tefillin. By tefillin, the mashal b'shas, we write the tefillin, that's not the gemar of the mitzvah. The gemar of the mitzvah is for us later on when we put them on. But right now, b'shas, you're writing them, that's not the gemar of the mitzvah. If so, then the klal is, even though it's possible for a goy to write tefillin, still be yisrael ein tzarich levarach. Still by a Jew, you do not have to make the bracha. Samar says, well, tzitzis, if so, what's the machlokes then? If you have to make a bracha, lasses tzitzis or not, what's the machlokes? Rashi's Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, aliba the Rav, that Rav Chisda saw the tzitzis chayvus. So what's the machlokes? Samar says, tzitzis bo kinuflagi. Ma'asav ha'chayvus talisu, or ma'asav ha'chayvus gavru. It's a machlokes of the chi is in the talis, that every baked yav, you have to have tzitzis on it, or is the chi upon the gavru. So Rashi says like this, to Rav Chisda Sovar, tzitzis chayvus talis. It's a chayv upon the baked to have tzitzis on it. Hilkach ha'siyosi gemar mitzvosan. Therefore, b'shas, you make, when you finish making the baked of tzitzis, when you finish putting your tzitzis onto the baked, that's called the Gemara Mitzvah, because there's a Chayvus Talis. So as soon as you have a Talis, there's a Chayv to put Tzitzis. So as soon as you put the Tzitzis on the beggar, even before you wear it, you're making the Mitzvah. Therefore, you should have to make a Bracha. That's why he made the Bracha. From Nachman Savano, Chayvus Gavrisi, when are we being making the Mitzvah? After it's put on, when we wear the beggar. The Yatifosa is doing Mitzvah. It's only when we put it on, are we making the Mitzvah. But b'shas diastia, there's no mitzvah, it's not a gemar mitzvah. Therefore, that's why we hold that we do not make a bracha b'shas, we make the tzitzis. Because we hold tzitzis is called the chayvus gavra. You first mekayim the mitzvah, later when you put it on, not b'shas you make it. Therefore, we do not make a bracha when we make the tzitzis. Oh, Malay Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi. Osin hochi masnisin lo, you learned it like this. Anan bar os hochi masnisin lo, this is the way we learned it. Rav Rav Yudam Arav, minayin lo tzitzis, b'yodhi gechovim shekshayrom, that Rav holds fakirat. How do we know to say that a goy is allowed to make tzitzis? Shneem the Pesach says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'yosol hem tzitzis. That speak to b'nei Yisrael, v'yosol hem tzitzis, means yasol hem achirim, as if to say other people could make it for Jew tzitzis, that a goy could make for Jew tzitzis. That's why he learned it. Today we'll give some only follow the goy is possible to make tzitzis, but he learned it like this, that a goy is allowed to make tzitzis. The Vada Loch we take a paskin that a goy is possible to make tzitzis. Omrav Yudam Arav, Oson min ha-kritzim, o min ha-nimin, o min ha-gardin, psula. So Rashi learns menakoytsim means that the strings are hanging down from the beggar itself. The same thing menanimim from the stitches and menagaz, the same thing. These are all strings that are hanging down from the beggar itself. So the kitzah is psula because it's tassel of lemon osui. Since these strings were put into the beggar before you went to make the shein tzitzis, they were like hanging down from the beggar itself. It's possible to be used for tzitzis, but menasisim shera. If you make the strings from sisin, obviously those are strings that were cut off already from the begid. That's mutter. Gemara says, "Ki amisin kain b'shul." Says over looking from the Shmuel Lami said, "Af menasisim psula." No, even from sisin. Sisa Mistah means that leftover strings that you didn't use for Shas you were sewing. So Taka was strings made for sewing, just you didn't put it into the baggage yet, therefore he holds now you're allowed to use it for tzitzis. But Kiyamisa came and said over in front of Shmuel, he said no, Afmina Sisin is also psula for tzitzis. Why? Binin Tfiel Ishma, you have to twine the strings, Lishem Mitzah Tzitzis. The Tfiel, Bishas, you twine the string itself, it has to be, when you spin the string itself, it has to be done Lishem Mitzah Tzitzis. So if you use these strings that were Oymet Stam for sewing with, they were not spun Lishma. So therefore those strings are possible to be used for Tzitzis. The Mar says, Ki Tanoi, Rilat Nasa Machlokes Tanoim, if the Tfiel has to be done Lishma or not, that Tzipon Zohov, if you covered it up with gold, he's talking about tefillin. If you covered up your tefillin with gold, you put gold around it, or Shatol Aleim or Behema Temeya, Ras on top of your tefillin, you put over its skin from a pig skin, is psulais, the tefillin not psulais. Because you have to have skin of a kosher animal, not from this, and who had in gold also. What about Orbei Meteor Ksheris? If you cover it up in Orbei Meteor Ksheris. Even though this skin was not made lishmon, but as long as it comes from a kosher animal, it's kosher for tefillin. Even if you stamp take kosher animal skin, but it's still possible. So you make it lishmon. So kids, so this machlokes here, the Gemara says, hey, machlokes by tzitzis also. If the asiyah, the chepza, what you're going to make the tzitzis with, does it have to be made lishmon, or they might film also? The skin that you're using to cover up the bottom with, does the skin itself have to be made lishmon? So it's the same machlokes. Like this kashmisha kedusha, does it have to be done lishmon or not? So machlokes both by tefillin and by tzitzis. And we hold in both places, yes, it has to be done lishmon. Or malaya bai in the Rav Shmuel, bai Rav Yehuda, for tchilta, heichit savisolo, that tzitzis, how do you dye it? Hai tchilta, heichit savisolo, how do you dye it? Or malaya, how do you make the dam tchilis? How do you take the wool and dye it blue with the tchilis? So you saw that this, or malaya, my sinin dam chalozim, I bring the dam, the blood of this fish to chalozim, this salmonim. I have other type of salmonim there also, other ingredients there. Russian derech atzovim listras begodim betzrif skarim pizza. There's other ingredients there. We're minelu biyera, and I put into a big pot. Or masich lay, I cook it up, and then the shaklin and prut, I take out a little bit bebiusa. I take like an eggshell to take out some of this dye to see if it's really good yet. And I have it in an eggshell. V'taninelu, and I test it out. I take my wool and I put it into this dye. The tanin lebi udra, I have like a special a piece to test it with. My testing, a special piece of wool. Fishadim le lehu biyusa, the kalin le liyadra. Now again, what he said was, Fishadim le lehu biyusa, he throws away this eggshell now. The leftover dye in the eggshell he throws away, leftover trellis, the kalin le liyadra. And this piece that he tested it on, this piece of wool, he also throws away, he burns it. He does not use it for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, Shema mina tlas miraya three alochis. Shema mina tima psula. That the dye that you tested, you cannot use that dye anymore, that tchelis is possible to be used. The Rashi says, Im ira tseva nisayim biyayra, postos kolayayra. If this dye that you tested, if you throw it back into the pot, it's going to pass through the whole pot. So team up sula, ushramina debinin tzvila shma. Even this piece of wool that you dyed, you cannot use that for tchelis. Because when you dyed it, you did not do it lishma. You did it just to test it, to see if it was good or not. Ushramina team up sula. You also see this little bit of dye, says when it goes back, it passes the whole thing. Thus we do not say that it becomes bata brave, but adarabba, it's a dove choshev, and it's going to pass through the rest of the pot. And Hainu, for the Mora, Hainu Tima Psula, Hainu Tzvi Lishma, according to say Malacha, the why is Tzvi a possible? It has to be, because Tima is possible. Om Ravashi, my time comma, my time Tima Psula, how come the dye that you used to test, how come that's possible? Mishum de binyan tzvi lishma, because b'shas you're dying it, it has to be done lishma. That's why the dye that you use to test it out, that's not called lishma. So Taisha speaks out, v'afil l'shem tzitzis, even b'shas you test it out, let's say you have both kavonis, you have kavon l'shem tzitzis, and a kavon l'shem testing it, still it's possible. Because makom l'shem nesoyin nami avida, you also did it l'shem testing it. V'evi Taisha says, kemincha shekomso l'shmo, v'shloy l'shmo. Yet v'ashtan atlos, training it. Really, these three halachas are only one halacha. That's halacha, it has to be done l'shmo. If you do it shloy l'shmo, that passes it. So the dye also becomes possible. Smor says, really, kitanoyim to machlokes tanoyim. Tima psula, mishum shenem, it says, kolot chelis. Divi Rabbi Chinina ben Gamliel. If Yechonim ben Abo Yoymer, afilu marisheni shebo kosher, no, even the second color is kosher. Mishum shenem, it says, ushnitulas. So according to Rabbi Chanina, the pasuk says kolot chelos has to be pure. Means the first time using it now is l'shem tzitzis. That if it was tested out first, it'll be psula. And if Yochanan da boy says no, that afilu marisheni shvi, even the second color, even though it was tested already once before, still is kosher. That is lashon shnei tolas. Tana rabbanim tchelos ein lo bedika. There's no way to check it out, and therefore the niches elam in a mumcha. You only buy it from a mumcha. Tfilin yesh lo bedika, and niches elam in a mumcha. Svar na mezuzas yesh lo bedika, niches bechol adam. Because elam bedika. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on.
So turn over on the other side. We'll continue on the other side of the tape.